Good morning. Good. It's not the morning.
Hi, guys.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
This is Guided Bullshit.
And
nighttime.
Yeah, coming at you at a new time of night for us.
Wow.
New time of day.
You really F that up. Look, here's the thing. We are responsible adults, and it is 12:30 on a Sunday night. We're getting crazy.
And we're a little drunk, I would say so.
I think they picked up on that.
No, because sometimes we just sound fucking stupid.
That's true.
Sometimes we sound like we're a little drunk already.
This is just really special for us.
It is, because, you know, most times we're like, okay, 10 o'clock, getting ready for bed, gotta be up in the morning, have adult responsible things to do, like get to work at 8 o'clock.
Like, go to Tara's house at 6:30 so we can record.
Yeah, but we're both still on vacation. It's so nice, and we don't go back to work for another 2 days, so here we are, staying up.
This is like the best vacation
for us.
Yeah? Yeah. I've had, like, no responsibilities.
That is...
I mean, I've, like, loaded my schedule up, which is fine, but, like, it's been really nice.
But it's all the stuff you've loaded up your schedule with is stuff that, like, you want to do that you can't typically do with your regular schedule,
which
right?
Most people wouldn't call a vacation, but, you know, for me, this is good.
It's been so nice. I mean, I went out of state... But then I came back
here.
We went
to Seattle!
I did, and it was amazing. Guys, if you've never visited Seattle, I highly suggest it. It's beautiful. God, it's so beautiful.
I was so jealous of all the Snapchats. Tara literally just sent me, like, Snapchat after Snapchat of, like, these beautiful donuts. Like, we can talk about the scenery all day, whatever, but these donuts. Like a donut factory?
It wasn't a factory.
It looked like a factory. Okay, like, God, it was,
No, they were...
I replayed that video.
I saw. You know, you can, if you send someone a snap and they replay it, it shows you that they replayed it.
Oh, yeah. I wish you could replay it more than once, though.
Yeah. I do, too. But then, at some
point,
it might set it?
Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, then it might become a little stalkery-ish, but... That almost sounds like celery stock for some reason to me. That was the first thing that popped in my head. Was celery stock.
I'm just gonna send you Snapchats of celery now.
Don't. I actually really don't like celery.
Who likes celery?
Some people really like it.
Like, enjoy celery? Or
yeah,
I could eat
like,
this.
They're like, you know what I like? Celery.
I've never met that person. Who's this person?
That's why we're not friends with them, because we're like, we really like donuts, and they're like, we like celery.
You know what's delicious? Celery.
It tastes like water. Like, it's crunchy water.
It is water.
That's the most pointless vegetable I've ever heard of. That's for rabbits.
Okay, so these donuts...
Okay, I will have to say, some of them looked nicer than they tasted. Like, the first ones that I had, they sounded like a really good combination of stuff.
Was this that, like, ginger donut?
There was one that was, I think it was a spiced ginger blackberry donut that I had. And it sounds really good, but, like, the donut itself... It just was not good. I was so disappointed.
Was
but
it like
at the
a
same time,
donut or like a fluffy
it
donut?
It just kind of was dry. Yeah. That's donut suicide.
That is not a word I want to hear my donut described as.
Yeah. It was really disappointing. But I was a little drunk that night, so I ate it anyways.
Well, you can't like not eat a donut.
That's what I was thinking. My friend threw away one of her donuts, and I was just like, you're not...
Threw it away?
Yeah. She was like, the first one wasn't very good. And I was like, I would have eaten that.
What kind of donut was it?
I don't remember. But then there was, even, I was disappointed with the apple fritter. And, like, apple fritters are my favorite.
Well, but I mean, that wasn't... I just want to explain why you were disappointed.
Yeah, but it was, like, bacon bourbon apple fritter. Like, that sounds so good, and like, that's why I got it. But, like, that was another thing that, it was just kind of dry. Like, it was just kind of disappointing. And I couldn't taste, like, the bourbon as much as I wanted to. The bacon was just like...
Can we ever?
No, actually, not at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys can't see my face, but it was a very sad face, thinking, you know what, I don't like this conversation anymore. Actually,
but I think... Oh, wait, sorry. I think I'm just spoiled by Donut World sometimes.
So, like...
And also, I got those donuts, the first round of donuts, from a bakery, not, like, a donut shop. Like, the cupcakes...
So they weren't the professionals.
Yeah. The cupcakes I got there were fabulous. They were so good. I got this peach cobbler cupcake, where it was, like...
What was this place called? Now that we're saying something good, I think we can name it, if you remember.
Oh, damn it!
Good job.
Cupcake Royale.
No.
Royal Cupcakes.
There's an R in there.
And there's the word cupcake was in it. So.
Okay. Well, maybe if we figure it out,
yeah.
Let you know in the description.
Maybe. Who knows?
But it sounds like there are better places to go for donuts in Seattle.
Yeah.
Do you remember their names?
There was Top, was it just Top Donut? It might have been Top Donut.
Okay.
They had really good donuts.
Can't like, better than Donut World?
Well, see, I didn't get, like, the regular donuts that I typically, actually, I got two fritters from there and one regular donut. So, I got an apple fritter, a blueberry fritter, which I've never had.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was nice.
Okay, I can get down with the blueberry fritter.
And then I just got, like, a raspberry raised donut. So,
okay.
Like, it was just, like, a regular donut, and instead of, like, a glaze or anything, it had, like, raspberry on top.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I've really been feeling the berries lately.
Okay.
Like, raspberry, blackberry, blueberry.
On your donuts.
Really, just on anything. It's been weird. I don't know.
Maybe you're missing a nutrient.
I mean, have you heard how much I just talked about donuts? I am clearly missing a lot of nutrients. Nowhere on this food pyramid is there a section for donuts. Okay, so before I cut you off, you were going to say something.
What?
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
I don't remember.
Oh, damn it.
I was probably just going to change the subject to landscapes because I was tired of hearing about sad donuts.
Oh, that's fair. What do you want to know about the landscapes?
I don't know.
They were just really pretty. It's weird because, like, I can't... All I can do is show you pictures and be like, these pictures don't even live up to it.
Oh.
Because it's just... It just kind of blows your mind that... It's there. Like, so, mount...
Like, water, mountains, trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's... I can't even compare it to what I see in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Because it's two completely different things.
Yeah.
Like, they're just... That's like comparing fruits and donuts. They're not the same thing. Like, you can't compare them.
I think it's so interesting how, like, even within the United States... There seem to be so many, like, you think it's kind of, like, all relatively the same, but it's really, really different. Like, we had a friend come in from Texas, and, like, I swear, every time we were on the road, like, all he would say was, like, you guys have so many trees. Like, and he was just fascinated by the trees. Like, whoa, look at that tree. Look at that tree.
Dude.
There's so many trees here. I mean, granted, like, we drove through, like, West Virginia and Virginia, too, so, like, there's a bunch
That's
of trees
fair.
Up there.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, America's huge, so mm-hmm. there's such a diverse landscape across
yeah.
it. Like, I feel like almost nowhere's the same.
Yeah.
They can be similar, but, yeah.
That's true.
Dude, so, Mount Rainier in Seattle
uh-huh.
is, like, this huge-ass mountain. And every time I saw it, it reminded me of the Paramount Mountain, like, on the movie. Oh,
yeah.
But, like, bigger than that. And
did you guys, go on it?
No.
It's just, like, in the view.
So, it was just in the view, and some days you can't even see it because of the clouds. Mm-hmm. But my friend, granted, this may not be completely accurate, but I think it is. I think she said about 10,000 people try to climb it every year, and only 5,000 succeed.
Okay.
That it's, like, so big. And it's so crazy because, like, it was warm in Seattle, like, where we were at that exact time. Mm-hmm. But when you look off and you look at some of the mountains, and there's snow on them, and I'm just like, I'm warm and I see snow right now. Like,
but
they're,
like, up in the air.
Yeah, but it's just weird being in the same place. Because, like, it can be warm here, and, like, the mountains in Boone don't have snow on them right now.
That's true.
Like, so it's just, it was just really weird seeing snow in a distance in the summer.
I like that when I go to the zoo.
Like, at the polar bear exhibit?
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, that's their habitat. Like, they have to recreate the habitat.
That's, okay, look, that's my best attempt at relating.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
We went to the zoo there. I love zoos. I love them and I hate them. I'm very torn. I'm very torn about a lot of things.
Like, ethically you're torn, but, like, you love the animals.
Yeah. I love being able to, like, see them.
Yeah.
In person. And I know that some of them are there for rehabilitation and stuff. But it's really hard for me because I'm like, they wouldn't even be in rehabilitation if humans weren't even here.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, I know.
And it bothers me because some of the people think those animals are so stupid.
What do you mean?
Like, some people think that animals are really dumb. Like, they'll be like, for example, we were at the orangutans, and someone had dropped just a plastic water bottle in there.
Uh-huh.
And the orangutan had found it and was carrying it around the area. And then there was a stream going through their area.
Yeah.
And he started to fill the water bottle up and, like, try to drink from it.
Yeah.
And everyone was so amazed. They're like, how does this orangutan know that they can put water in this and drink it? And I'm like, no, because they're not stupid animals. They're not. They're really intelligent. And we're stupid for not understanding that these animals are so intelligent.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. And some of them were kids that thought it was hilarious. And I was like, I get that. You're young. You don't understand.
I know it really shouldn't bother me, but it really, really does whenever I go and see the apes and the monkeys, and then the parents are like, look at the monkey, and I'm like, it's an ape!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It really That's pisses fair. Me off. But I think I only, I don't know. I took anthropology classes and stuff, and I probably wouldn't know that if I hadn't.
Yeah. I just, that doesn't bother me as much as when parents let their kids, like, tap on the glass and stuff. Like, that, I almost yelled at another kid.
You said another kid.
I may or may not have yelled at a child at a zoo before for banging on the glass.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm just,
let's go back to that moment. You yelled at it?
No, I was just like, I didn't yell at the child.
Where are its parents?
But I sternly talked to them, and I was like, hey, stop banging on the glass. I'm pretty sure there are even signs that say, don't tap on the glass.
Did they stop?
I think the parents came and got them.
Oh, okay.
Which they should have. They should have to begin with.
Right.
But even the one, some of the areas that we were at said to be very quiet because they don't do well with noise.
Mm.
So, like, I did, props to, like, parents that take control of, like, letting their kids be aware of their surroundings and being like, hey, the sign says to be quiet. And so, like, there was this one kid that was being kind of loud, and their parent was like, hey, shh, it says not to be loud because they're not used to it.
Yeah.
So, like, that's really awesome. But I think that maybe, like, maybe there should be, like, an implemented zoo rule where it's, like, you get a warning if you hit the glass once, and the second time you lose a
finger. You get thrown into the...
Or
wow, because we're both pretty extreme on this.
Because then if a kid sees another kid walking around without a finger or something, they're going to be like, what happened? And the kid's going to be like, I hit the glass and they took my finger. And the kid's going to be terrified, probably traumatized from hitting the glass that they're never going to want to do it again.
Maybe I'm thinking too far ahead, but there probably wouldn't be any zoos left because of the lawsuits that would come from that.
But maybe that's
that
one of those...
That is the way to end the zoos.
But maybe that's one of those things where, like, you have to sign a release form to get into the zoo. That's like...
Who fucking signs a release form that says you might lose your fingers?
I mean, if you don't follow the rules of the zoo.
Like I said, end of zoos.
It wouldn't be the end of zoos. It just might be the end of parents taking their kids to the zoos as much. I'd still go, because I know how to not tap on the glass.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There was that.
Yeah. I gotta figure out a way to rearrange my house because we bought so much furniture today.
You bought 2 pieces of furniture.
I said we. We bought 3 pieces of furniture.
We did not because I'm not buying mine till tomorrow.
You basically bought it.
Basically,
you claimed it.
Unless I go there and then it's sold. But it's not going to be sold. It was marked down.
What if it's sold, Tara?
Then I'm going to cry and demand to know where that person lives. So I can be like, I'll pay you twice as much as you paid for that couch.
That couch
which
had
would
to
be
have seen...
$16. I'll be like, I'll give you $20.
Y'all, you need to go to Value Village.
Some of these people don't know where Value Village is.
Google.
Okay.
We live in Greensboro. Google Value Village.
Yeah. They do have a really good sometimes they have a really good selection.
It's not so much about the selection, but, like, if I can find a couch for $2...
That's true.
That doesn't smell like cat piss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or cigarette smoke.
True. I would really suggest just going to any thrift shop. Like... any of your local thrift shops, like, you can really find some hit or miss places. Like, yeah. Carolina Thrift, for example, can be really hit or miss. Like, we went today, and I didn't really see anything that I liked there.
But I left with 4 things that I did not intend to buy.
Yeah, but that was clothing-wise. I usually never look at clothes.
Really?
Unless it's sweaters or dresses.
Oh.
Like, I never go for pants, because I'm really specific about pants.
Oh. See, like, the only good pairs of pants that I've found have been randomly at thrift shops.
Really?
Like, when I go to a place, like, at the mall or whatever, like, I never find a good pair of jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
I don't know what it is.
I think we just have such different body types.
Yeah.
That, for me, like, I don't know. I just...
skip it altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, trying to find a bigger size in jeans, there is a smaller selection there, and there
that's
isn't,
true.
Like, your size.
That's true.
So.
But, fair.
Yeah. But with dresses, I'm like...
all day.
Yep.
Okay.
I will go through, like, medium, large, and extra large to try to find a dress.
Yeah.
It's time-consuming, and that's why I feel really bad taking people thrift shopping sometimes, because I'm, like...
You just go alone?
Sometimes I do, yeah. Because I'll stay there for, like, an hour or 2 hours. It's a problem.
Oh, you have to spend time with, like, each article of clothing. You really do.
You really... It's like blind dating for, used clothes. You just really have to find the right one, then.
You really gotta know their story.
Like... make sure they don't have any baggage, like,
these jeans have been through some shit.
Yeah, literally, they could have been through shit. Oh, God. No, but definitely, check out your local thrift shop. Buying reused is not always a bad thing.
It's never a, Sometimes it's a bad thing. Okay, like this couch I bought might have been a bad idea. We literally, I think we broke it in half trying to get it through the door.
The couch fell apart like 3 different times.
This couch is made of wood. It is a fold-out couch, though.
Yeah. Which is really
fucking awesome.
It was really cool until you actually opened the couch up and there's just like a rotting mattress in the couch.
I was covered in this yellow dust.
Couch dust. It's really gross. It's not like dust that regularly collects.
No, it's like dry rotted mattress.
Yeah.
Dry rotted foam mattress. Oh, God. I think it still had the sheet on it. That's like, from the last person who owned it.
You should burn that mattress.
There was a Ziploc bag in there, too.
What? Oh. Ooh. I don't know why that just makes me think of really bad things for some reason, but just throw the mattress away.
Really?
We could have a bonfire with it.
Ew. That would stink.
Yeah, but, like...
That couch is probably, like, 50 years... That couch is at least twice my age.
Yeah, but it's still something to burn.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's really cool if you like older style furniture.
Like really, really fucking outdated.
Yeah. Which we tend to have a knack for.
We do.
Like, none of my furniture matches. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm really into like the tacky patterns with wooden ends on it.
Yeah.
Like the couch I'm buying tomorrow has like wooden armrests. And the rest of it's just, like, plaid. Like, orange plaid.
But, like, what's the material? It's not, like, I don't want to say it's, like, what's it called? Like, a burlap sack. Like,
it's more comfortable than
like
a burlap sack.
Like, that old knitted, like, rough.
Rough, but still somehow soft.
No.
Like my heart. You don't even have anything to say to that.
I don't.
Because you know it's true.
Because it's not soft.
It's comfortable. You sat on that couch. It is comfortable.
I did sit on the couch. Comfort was not my first thought.
Well, to each their own.
Aesthetically, I gotta give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it reminds me of my neighbors from elementary school.
And
I would go over to their house before my parents got off from work, and she would give me milk and cookies, and we would do puzzles together.
Okay. Well, then
that's the last person that owned that couch.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
I might find some puzzle pieces in the couch then.
Oh, tell me if you do.
I feel weird checking, I don't know why I don't like checking couch cushions for some reason.
What?
I'm really afraid of...
Like before you buy it?
Yeah, I didn't lift up any of those things.
Because you don't want to be disappointed? Like, you don't want to open it up and find something that would make you not want to buy it?
Yeah, basically. That, I'm just, like, always afraid, even my own couch cushions I don't lift up, because I'm really afraid about what I'm gonna find in there.
Tara... This is why we have roaches.
Hold on.
Okay, look.
Wait.
Look.
Who has roaches?
Okay.
This is why who has roaches?
I'm just saying.
Okay, guys.
That is a way that leads to bugs.
So, backstory, into earlier tonight.
Okay.
Jess is rearranging her kitchen to figure out where all this new furniture that she bought is gonna go. And she looks at me while I'm sitting in the living room. And she just, like, starts shaking her head frantically. And I was like, what? And then I look above her head, and above her back door, in the distance, there is...
On the wall.
A very large cockroach, which I'm not
cool
with.
He was so big!
God, the way you said that almost sounded like you said you were gonna say it was so cute.
Oh!
Like, that's the way people say it. It was so cute!
Right, that's that, like, the I can't control my emotions squeal.
It was really big. And so Jess starts freaking out.
Well,
and
then Tara, wait. Then Tara comes over and she grabs a stool. And I'm like, okay, Tara's gonna get on the stool and then squash the cockroach on the wall.
Look, right? This is your
house, not mine. She brought the stool to the door frame of the kitchen and crawled on top of it. It said, just kill it. Just kill it.
Okay.
So
you contracted your cat to ninja jump off the wall.
She really wanted to eat it.
Why do you think eating roaches is a good thing for cats?
Why do you think people get cats as pets?
To kill mice.
You think mice don't have diseases?
Or because cats are lovable creatures.
That's not why I have a cat.
You have a cat because your daughter loves cats.
Okay. That's not why I have a cat. Okay, she has her own reasons. I have mine.
Okay, so Jess is like, oh, she fucking grabbed this bug grabber.
That's what it's for.
But you weren't, that doesn't kill the roach.
No, it doesn't.
It just grabs it and picks it up to put it outside so it can get.
Immobilizes it, and then I throw it outside and light it on fire.
Well, that wouldn't have happened.
I'm not gonna light it on fire in my house.
Jess, that roach would have, knowing our luck,
you just couldn't see my vision.
Because all of your visions today have been, like, a terrible idea.
There may or may not have been a gigantic storm cloud approaching on our way to the thrift shop to pick up my furniture.
Okay, but so, Jess wants to grab this bug and apparently throw it outside and light it on fire, like the thing wouldn't have run away fast enough. Okay, so, she just kind of somehow hits it. And it falls on the floor, yeah. And the cat tries to get it, but it flips.
Cat was just curious, really.
Yeah, so why do you think it would have actually killed it?
Because it killed the last one. You came home to the dead roach.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Harvey killed it. It looks like it just died of boredom.
So that's how we kill roaches?
Apparently. Try it out. Let us know how that works. So the cockroach is, like, frantically, like, on its back somehow, on the floor. Jess has, by this point, jumped on top of the fucking kitchen counter. And at this point, I was like, she's not gonna kill it. So I went and grabbed my shoe.
This is after we've separated ourselves
into
two different rooms. And I can hear Tara hyperventilating while I'm hyperventilating.
And this Tara was also, I forget, this is after the roach fell, and the cat tried to get it, but failed, and then I tried to throw my shoe at it, and then it crawled in my shoe.
Yeah, she threw her shoe at it, and it, like, backflipped into her shoe.
Yeah. And then I finally decided to re-grab my shoe after the cockroach was on its back, and just smush it. And then I was like, Jess will clean this up, because I killed it.
I just needed a moment to gather myself.
I think you were you not just going back to try to grab the bug grabber?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there were a napkin.
There were guts everywhere.
Yeah. I would have got there, but I just didn't want it to, like, crunch in my fingers.
I grabbed, like, 6 of your paper towels. That thing did not crunch in my fingers.
I don't need to risk that crunch.
Anyways, Jess is a big old vagina when it comes to cockroaches and staples.
Verbatim. Big, gaping, flapping? Was flapping a word?
I might have called you a big, gaping, flapping vagina. Multiple times.
Yeah.
I was just trying to watch Parks and Rec and you were screaming about a cockroach.
I was very quiet about my panic attack.
But it was to the point where, like, I was really afraid Salem was gonna wake up, and then it was just game over from there. Game fucking over. We were gonna have to re-put her to bed.
It was game over when there was a cockroach hanging above my head. By the way, I just wanna close this up with, I don't think that's why we have roaches. I think that the giant hole in my laundry room might be why we have roaches right now.
I mean, that very well could be the reason you have roaches.
Yeah, Lewis fell through the hole in the laundry room the other day because apparently it's rotting because the water's getting in.
Have you informed your landlord about that?
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't even say anything to him. I just sent him a picture of the hole in the floor.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I might have been like, this wasn't us. This is nature.
Well,
please send help.
He did say
SOS.
I feel about texting my landlord, though. Like, he just put in two really nice ceiling fans, and I don't know. He's such a good landlord. I feel bad when shit goes wrong with the house.
But that's not your fault. He takes
such good care of it. I mean, I know the hole in the floor, like, that's something I have to be like, yo, dude.
But if he took such good care of the house and there wouldn't be water leaking in, which would not lead to a hole in the floor. So.
Fair. Fair.
Counter argument.
I mean.
So. Okay. He's been really cool thus far with.
Yeah.
Everything that y'all. I feel like y'all have asked very basic things.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty necessary. Yeah. Anyway.
Necessary, but basic.
Yeah.
Like. Hey, we need AC. You think you could help us out? Hey, our doors aren't locking anymore properly. Think you could help us out?
Yeah.
So, like, at least that. I'm pretty sure that there was an animal running under our floor for a bit, and they just told us there wasn't, and that was the end of that story. So, you have a good landlord.
I know. I recognize that. I just don't want to abuse it, that's all.
I know. Don't abuse it, but abuse it, because you'll probably never have this again.
That's true. That's so true.
We live in the slums, Jess.
We do live in the slums.
And we really... I really shouldn't say that, because we don't.
Okay, that's true.
I feel like I could say anything right now, and you're like, yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I probably need another drink.
Probably.
Well, maybe less.
Whoa, no, that's not what this episode is about. This is a rare episode for our listeners because I feel like at your mom's age in life, you don't get many opportunities to drink and have other people experience you being drunk.
That's true.
I told you I could say anything right now, and you would say that's true.
Purpose?
No, but it made a very good point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please say that's true again.
I will try to be less cooperative for the rest of this episode.
Oh, please don't. We did a test run of this episode, and that was just... That was really rough, because I was like, wow, she has been more hard-headed than I have ever dealt with before.
It gets interesting, okay?
It does, I will have to say. It got real interesting, and I'm sorry that none of you will be able to hear that. But, that's probably for the best, I think. Maybe?
I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So, y'all, this, well, I was gonna say the past couple days, but it was literally yesterday for us. At this point, our sunburns will be gone.
Yeah.
But Jess and I decided to go to my parents' house yesterday and, go kayaking, which I have... Not done in, since I was in, like, maybe elementary school, middle
really?
School. Yeah. Hey. I don't remember what it was at.
I know I canoed in, like, elementary school. Not in elementary school, but, like, when I was elementary school age.
Yeah.
Like, in summer camp.
So, neither of us have done this for a very long time.
Although, I did get on your kayak the last time I went to your house.
Oh, that is true.
Which was, like, the beginning of summer?
Was
it the beginning of summer?
It might have been.
Or last summer. I don't know.
It was... it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
So, yeah, we decided to go kayaking yesterday, and it was really overcast, which, yes, we understand that you can get sunburnt in overcast. We know.
Tara didn't know.
No, I knew that you could, but, like, as cloudy as it was... Like, I did not think there was any possibility of us getting burnt. Because I thought it was, like, not overcast, but I thought it was legit, like, super cloudy. Like, my dad even expected rain.
What's the difference between overcast and cloudy?
I feel like overcast might be just, like, lighter clouds. And cloudy is just, like, really heavy clouds.
Here I am, thinking that there's a difference that I don't know about. Here Tara is, like, spouting it out, like, we all should know.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Just wear sunscreen, okay?
Okay, but at the same time, so the clouds ended up, as we were like halfway out through the lake.
I don't even think we were halfway.
Oh, yeah. We did paddle for a while. But, yeah, all the clouds somehow managed to completely disappear. Completely.
and then we roasted into lobsters.
Yeah, we're so sunburnt, but it's just the top of us.
But the thing is, like, we got back to the deck, and we're like, oh, man, we're good. Then we got to the house, and we're like,
We're just got
wedding paper towels.
And sticking them to herself.
They got so hot. Next time you have really bad sunburn, you should try it. It's actually really cool.
Or if you just put, like, aloe on you. That's also, like, a really good thing to do.
No, I mean you should feel
how hot
the napkin is.
Yeah, they do get pretty warm.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I felt like a little oven.
Yeah, I still kind of feel like a little oven.
I'm mostly okay now.
Yeah, Jess was actually making fun of me because typically Jess is great in the sun. She could be out for, like, 4 hours and come back, like, tan. Without any sunscreen on or anything, and
sometimes.
I can wear, like, 4 different layers of sunscreen, and I will
baby sunscreen.
Still... Baby sunscreen? No, what?
Like, the 60 proof.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking, like, light sun. I don't know why that made sense in my head.
Okay, stop.
I don't know. Anyways, and I can come back slightly burnt. And so we were paddling, and Jess was like, you're gonna look like a lobster! And I was like, yeah, bitch, I know. I'm stuck in this kayak, though. There's no turning back. I'm just going to accept the burntness.
We were on a mission.
Oh, yeah. We were on a really disappointing mission, actually.
Yeah.
So we got to my parents' house and talked to my mom for a bit. And she was like, oh, your dad already left on the boat with your uncle. They're out fishing on the lake. Like, go find them. She's like, oh,
moon pies.
By the way, they picked up moon pies, and we were like, hell yes. Like,
we paddled so hard.
We're getting moon pies. We will paddle for some junk food.
Yeah.
Like, that is the most I have exercised this whole week, and I climbed up, like, I did a lot of walking this past week, and that was the most exercise I have done all week to get to a fucking moon pie.
And then there was one.
We get there, and my dad's like, yeah, he, like, chuckled to himself like it was funny. And he was like, I only have one moon pie. And I was like, you're a monster.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't even the chocolate moon pies.
Yeah, I think he had a vanilla one.
Fuck, it's vanilla moon pies.
I mean, to be fair, like, I think all moon pies are great in this weird sort of they're disgusting, but they're really, really good kind of way.
You know what? Thinking about it, I don't even like moon pies. Okay?
Yeah, it's partially the fact that I slightly inhaled smoke and still trying to get rid of a viral infection.
Okay.
But that was... I'm glad it took you until now to figure out that you don't like moon pies. You did so much work. To get to something you don't like.
You were so excited. I just...
You felt like you should
contagious.
Be
contagious. Like, I mean, junk food's junk food. Come on.
It is. I've always liked moon pies.
I guess I never really had that many. Like, if you just said ho-ho...
Mm.
See, I don't really like ho-hos.
Oh, I'd be out there. Yeah, and then my dad would be like, sorry, I only have one ho-ho.
And they come in 2 packs.
He's like, I already ate the other one. But my dad's a monster, because he only bought one moon pie.
Yes.
I mean, he offered it to us, but...
Did he?
Yeah, he was like...
I didn't hear an offer.
I hate that guy. I'm sorry, guys, but the same motorcycle drives past your house every single time I'm here.
I'm glad you noticed that.
And he has the loudest, I don't know, mufflers or whatever.
Do motorcycles have mufflers?
I don't know.
Okay.
Exhaust pipes. He has a really loud...
Car part. Motorcycle part.
We don't know anything about cars.
Loud thing.
It's so loud for such a tiny thing that shouldn't be so loud. Anyways.
I digress. Okay.
But the moon pies, man, we were really disappointed about that. And we got sunburnt.
Yeah.
So bad.
But overall, it's been a really good vacation.
It has been...
I'm glad I got to spend so much time with you.
Me too. We never get to spend this much time together.
Yes, we do.
I mean, okay, we never get to spend this much time together without there being, like, this pressure of, like, what is Lewis gonna think?
oh, like, I gotta get back home because Lewis is gonna be mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or well, we gotta go to work.
Yeah, we don't have any pressures on us right now. And it's really great. I feel like this vacation has been like that, though, just because, like, every time I'm on vacation, it's for, like, a Pokemon tournament, and those things are so stressful.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
look. Like, for you, they're stressful, or for Lewis?
Well, me, because we literally will drive, like, 6 hours to Virginia or wherever, and then, like, I drop Lewis off at the tournament, and then, like, I don't have a place to stay, because it's, like, the middle of the day. We generally don't get hotels or anything like that. And I'm just, like, in a car with Salem, like, trying to find something to do.
Yeah.
Like, find an old thrift shop or something.
That's fair. That would be...
And she gets mad at me, and so we just end up sitting in the car. And...
Wow, I'm sure that makes her even more pleased with you.
Well, no, she likes to sit in the car. I mean, like, not, like, in her car seat. She, like, obviously when the car's off.
Yeah.
She gets to, like, play with the windshield wipers and the radio.
Whatever. She, yeah, I can see that being enjoyable when you're two.
Point is, vacations are nice right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good run. If you have not taken time for yourself in a while, we highly suggest it. No work pressures, no, like, external family situations that you have to get to.
Like, take a vacation, but, like, not because there's something to do.
Yeah.
On the vacation.
Yeah.
Like, staycation.
Oh, staycations are great. You get to do so much stuff that you typically wouldn't get to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dang. Do you want a refill?
A refill?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Alright, guys, we're going to take a quick break real quick, refill our drinks, and we will be back at ya.
Shut up. Okay, we're sorry. We had to take a quick drink break. And yeah. By that, we mean apple fritter break.
Oh, yeah. We got donuts earlier tonight.
And surprise.
So, yeah, fucking surprise. You probably all think we have diabetes, but surprisingly, we don't yet.
We also haven't been to the doctor to know.
That's not true. I went to the doctor when I had a viral infection.
Did he test you for diabetes?
I mean, no, but at the same time, like, my blood pressure was really good, and I take in a lot of sodium.
Does that prevent diabetes?
I don't know, but I feel like there would be telling signs if I had diabetes, wouldn't there?
You have no idea what you're talking about. Holy shit.
What are the telling signs of diabetes?
I mean, I don't know, but, like, I'm not gonna assume sodium is a preventative measure.
I know, but I know that, like...
I mean, like, I know, like, I have to eat potato chips after I eat a bunch of donuts because, like, the salt does something with the sugar, but, like, not to my body.
That is such a terrible example of telling me that, like...
That is what I thought your rationale was right there.
No, my rationale was, like, oh, all my other vitals are healthy, so, like, probably don't have diabetes.
Okay. I mean, I didn't even get diabetes whenever I was pregnant, so...
Wait, is that, like, a common thing?
Yeah. Oh. There's a name for it. It's like... Dang scooter. I don't know. A lot of women, like, get diabetes when they're pregnant, but then it goes away.
I will have to say, I did work with someone. We didn't work side by side. She was, like, on the opposite side of the store that we don't really interact with too much, and she was pregnant, and she had diabetes previous to being pregnant.
Oh.
But, like, she kind of combated that in the wrong sort of way, like, needing sugar in her body, like, her sugar levels were low, and she was, like, drinking soda.
Oh.
Like, it was really
fucking
weird.
Like, while she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did her doctor tell her to do that?
They told her to stop drinking soda, and then she started drinking, like, diet soda.
Oh.
It was weird.
That's still caffeine.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess we could potentially have diabetes. neither of us are doctors, so we shouldn't really be speculating too much.
We also shouldn't be hypothesizing too much.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, my vitals are really good other than this viral infection.
Okay.
I always do get really nervous, though, when they check my blood pressure, because I do know I've taken a lot of sodium and stuff. But, like, one day I'm waiting for them to be like, you need to, like, cut back your sodium. And that's, like, my source of living.
There you go again. Those hypotheses.
I mean, I'm just saying. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody.
I know you're just saying. That's the problem.
This is a free forum, is it not?
Forum?
Yeah, right?
This is just us. There's no panel.
There's a panel of us. Just me and you.
Not a panel.
I feel like that's considered a panel in my mind.
Two's a partnership. Not a forum.
Well, this is an... I can't say this is an open partnership. Because we've been accused of being lesbians way too many times for me to say that.
So many times.
Even Lewis has been like...
Y'all get married.
He's like, y'all get married. And then he stopped one time and he was like, I realize now that y'all only use me as a sperm donor and Tara's really the mom. Y'all are both the moms.
He said that?
Yeah, do you not remember that?
I know.
Because I about lost it when he said it, because I was like, oh my god, that's almost accurate. Except it's not.
But it is.
Yeah, slightly. I feel like it's that scene in Parks and Rec, which I've been watching a lot of lately, where, like, Leslie and Anne, who are, like, super close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they're sitting at an office, and they're like, I think a woman asked them, like, oh, well, are y'all in a partnership? And Leslie's like, no, unfortunately not, we're both straight. Like, I feel like that's us.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, we like dick.
Sorry.
Yeah. Otherwise, this would be a match made in heaven.
Probably, yeah.
Or just a complete... catastrophe, because we would spend all of our money on old furniture.
Oh.
And by all of our money, I mean, like, that $6 probably would have been all that we had.
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. Like, you, the listener. My couch and my chair were a total of $6.26.
Yeah, so.
Maybe a little more now.
Take that, bargain hunters.
Yeah. I won today.
Yeah, you did.
Couch dust and all.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So, let's reflect on our drink ratios.
I don't know. I'm drinking Diet Coke. There's not much of a reflection going on in here.
What does that mean?
I can't see myself. Look.
But I feel like there's not a whole lot of light out here, so, like, of course you're not going to see yourself. Like, I can see the light in that drink. There's always the light at the end of the whiskey.
That was not a comment worth commenting on. We took that way too far.
Yeah, we did. That's okay. So, your tolerance now.
No.
As a mom. You have... Wait, no? Was that just like...
I said no. No. Zero.
Oh, no. Okay, zero. I thought you just said no. I was like, are you Salem now? And you're just screaming no at everything?
No. She knows, yeah. We think it's funny now.
That's unfortunate.
So she just says no all the time. Anyway, yeah, I don't have a tolerance. That's okay. Because it's really cheap to get drunk.
That is very true. Yeah. How many drinks would you say you have had tonight?
One.
Well, that's a lie. That is a bold-faced lie, because I've seen you drink two drinks.
No. This is my second. I mean, I'm drinking out of, like, a quart-sized mason jar.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You've had...
It was mostly Coke.
Oh. Also, we got Pepsi. Diet Pepsi to be specifics.
No.
I'm just saying. That's just gonna bother me internally.
We got Diet Pepsi. And
whiskey.
Okay, so...
Is it whiskey?
Yeah, it is.
I've had, like, a shot and a bit.
How are you feeling, then?
Okay, my delirium is probably mostly, like, I need to go to sleep.
Oh, okay. That's fair. So, you're not... Are you, like, tipsy at all?
Yes.
You are tipsy.
Yes.
After a shot and a half?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I kind of wish I was you at that point.
I'm, you know, tired.
Being tired does always seem to make you feel more drunk than you are, yes. I will have to say.
Yes.
Huh.
And smoking cigarettes, too.
Really?
At least I've noticed, like, when I'm at the bar, if I'm, like, definitely tipsy and, like, on the verge of, like, drunk, then when I smoke a cigarette, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. That is fair.
But, you know, it's been a while since that happened.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Damn. So, you're a shot and a half
yes.
so far versus my... This is my third drink.
Woo!
And...
Did you just say earlier that you take, like, 3 shots per drink?
Okay, so I might get a little, I might give myself a little bit too much freedom with how much liquor I pour in a drink. So, like, I mean, it could be, it depends on who's serving me my double whiskey cokes. But it could be, like, a double whiskey, or I may be leaning more towards, like, a triple whiskey with most of my drinks.
Can you even get that at a bar?
I don't think you can.
Are there cups big enough?
I don't think so. But I'm drinking from a mason jar right now, so everything's kind of free game.
We're real classy over here.
Very classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should be jealous.
Meh. Of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Vacation, donuts, and whiskey.
Yeah.
And sunburns. Don't be jealous of that, though.
Look, it's been nice.
But it has been.
Anyway... We've
yeah.
said that a lot.
Our tolerance is very different. I think it's just interesting.
I also
but it's
drink
also,
really slowly.
Everything you drink really slowly. You fucking come over for coffee in the morning, and you have, like, half a cup of coffee, and you leave the rest of it there.
Lewis says I buy, like, cases of Coke to decorate the house. I'm like, no, I just really enjoy, like, a Coke every now and then. And he's like, Jess, you don't even drink it. You take, like, you open it, and then you set it down. And then, like...
That is what you do.
3 days later.
You're
yeah.
like, is this my Coke that I just
know.
Opened? Oh, no, this is the Coke that I opened from 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I take in liquids way too quickly. Like, it's kind of concerns me sometimes. How fast I take in liquids. Like, I know that, like, maybe this was just times that I was hungover, that I would, like, go to the convenience store, and I would, like, be staring at the
you
wall
used to
of
buy,
drinks.
Like, 3 drinks at a time.
Yeah. And guess what? I would go through all of those by, like, noon.
By, like, the car ride to wherever we were going.
Yeah. I go through drinks really quickly.
See,
that's why I feel like I need constantly to have water around me.
That's what I was just
going to
say.
Because I'll drink so much of it. But then I hate going to the bathroom so much.
But, like, you'd go to the bathroom anyway because you drink other drinks.
Not entirely true. Like, this is since... I've been to the bathroom once since we started drinking. If I had been drinking water, I would have been peeing, like, 5 times by now.
I think this is a good time to hypothesize that you should be drinking more water. Yes. Period.
Okay. What did we say about hypothesis?
No, I know we did. I know we did, but I think that it's fair to conclude that if you're not peeing and you're consuming the amount of liquids that you consume...
But I'm saying right now I haven't been drinking a lot of water.
Yes.
I'm not saying I don't drink water frequently. That's, like, my main source of liquid.
I always have, like...
That and coffee.
Everybody makes fun of me at work because I have, like, 3 different glasses all the time.
Well, that's absurd. That's a waste of cups.
But, like, I'll, like, forget... Like, I will make a pot of coffee in the afternoon, make myself a cup, because I like the idea of it. I think that's the problem. I like the idea of, like, my afternoon coffee, and then I'll just
forget about it. No. And then it'll go cold.
Yeah. I know that, because I know that I won't drink, like, cold coffee unless it's specifically supposed to be iced
coffee. Yeah.
But, like, if it goes cold, it's game over for me. Like, I will not drink it. I do not reheat coffee.
Oh, no. That's a big no-no. I, at the most, I will take my lukewarm coffee and then pour it over ice.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, I just kind of make myself suffer for a couple seconds and chug it.
Oh. What?
I have a problem.
We are very different people, I'm realizing.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, I, like, did this to myself, I did not drink this while it was hot, and I'm not gonna be wasteful, so I'm gonna chug it really quickly.
I feel guilty about certain types of waste. That is not one of them.
Oh, I always
maybe feel... if I bought that coffee, then it would be.
Well, that's the thing, like, I feel guilty about, like, drinking coffee that's free, that's...
someone else's? Like, that...
No, like, at work, yeah. We get free coffee.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I... pour a cup of coffee for myself and it gets cold, I'm like, wow, I'm being so wasteful right now and being so, like...
We're talking about brewed coffee, right? We're not talking about, like, lattes, because I will down a latte.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, regular coffee.
Okay.
And I feel really wasteful because I'm like, you know what? Like, a customer could have had this instead of me, because, like, we have AirPods that keep the coffee warm. And so, I just feel really wasteful, and so I'm just like, no, because...
You need to throw that thought away.
I don't
think
I can.
That is a waste of thought.
But the thing is, it's a quick thought. It's a quick thought because it doesn't happen often, and the minute that it happens, I'm like...
disgusting coffee.
Yes. And then it's just done. It's just, that thought's gone.
But, like, it's you didn't even enjoy it.
I mean, I did while it was warm. And then
that's
I was
not
like...
the point, though. If it's cold, you didn't even enjoy it. So, like, nobody really gained anything because the customer still didn't have the coffee and you didn't enjoy your coffee experience. You might as well throw it away.
But I still got the caffeine that I needed.
I mean, I guess I can accept that. Yeah. But if you really felt like you needed the caffeine, you would have drank it as soon as you poured the cup.
No, because sometimes I think it's too hot. I'm like Goldilocks with coffee.
I can only drink coffee that's, like, about to burn my tongue.
No, because I'm so scared it's going to burn my tongue.
I don't know why that's, like, my favorite kind of coffee. There's something about the taste when it's so hot.
Maybe that's just, like, a thrill for you. Like, I could potentially burn my tongue on this. I'm just going to get this exhilaration of maybe I'll burn my tongue on it.
Well, it's the same for Coke. If I open a Coke, if it gets too warm...
then you, like, won't drink it?
Yeah, that's why there's so many, like, mostly full cans of Coke. Like, I just like that fresh, like, pop, fizz, cold. And then, like, it's pretty much over after the first minute and a half.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I can't drink a soda if it's too cold.
Are you afraid it's gonna... What are you afraid of there?
It's gonna hurt my teeth.
Oh, okay. That's what I was gonna say.
What?
I was gonna say I always keep water around because I'm, like, paranoid about my teeth, but they're shit anyway, so, like... I don't know. I just, like, swish water in my mouth throughout the day.
What?
I don't know if it actually cleans them or anything.
No, I think that's what brushing your teeth is for and flossing.
I mean, yeah, but I can't, like, do that at work.
I'm you can.
No, you're weird if you bring a toothbrush to work.
Not if you keep it in a Ziploc bag.
No, even weirder. My coworker does that. He's fucking weird.
But guess what? I bet his teeth are really nice.
Of course they are. He doesn't smoke.
Does he drink soda? Or coffee?
Oh, really? He drinks coffee.
But I bet he doesn't have coffee stains on his teeth because he brushes his teeth. But also, over brushing your teeth can cause to, like, enamel decay.
And therefore yellow more.
Yeah. I brush
more
my
yellow?
Teeth. More yellow.
I think I was using yellow as a verb.
I think you are too. That's okay. Well,
whatever.
We could have let that one slide.
Could have.
But you brought it to the surface.
But I'm, like, over a shot and a half in.
Beware, world. Jess is over a shot in. I was going to say a shot and a half in the minute.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh.
We really want you guys to get something from this podcast today. We're still figuring that out.
I don't think anyone is going to gain anything from this other than the fact that they should probably
hang out with us
while yes. we're drunk in person. I think that should really be the only message of today's podcast. Not of the podcast in general.
I don't know. I feel like that's the goal we're going for. That's the goal I'm going for. I just need some friends.
I didn't do this podcast to make friends. I feel like I've said some stuff that could probably be potentially off-putting.
Or grow you closer to the people that you should truly be friends with.
Yeah, but that's like in a utopian society where, like, everyone likes each other. And I'm just like, if everything's too perfect, something's wrong. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, but that's the point of the utopian society. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, but something's wrong with everything being too perfect. Like, have you ever
that's
just...
why it's a utopian society.
I don't like that idea. I just realized I don't like that.
Okay.
Like, have you ever watched a movie and everything's so perfect? Like, so perfect.
Mostly
like,
just rom-coms.
Yeah, but there are things that are wrong with those movies. But everything ends up happy, but there are problems along the way.
Yeah.
So that's not utopian.
I don't know. I feel like most rom-coms are utopian.
Hey.
In that, like, I mean, like, we're using utopian very, very loosely.
Very loosely.
I think everything we say right now is very, very loose. Even my gaping vagina.
You said it, not me.
You said it.
I didn't say it was a loose gaping vagina. I don't know.
What is gaping, Tara?
Big.
I'm done.
No, guys, this isn't the end of the episode, we swear. Jess is just done with me talking about our big vagina. I'm sorry.
Look, I know I had a baby.
I just... I may or may not have just spilled some drink on my dress. I was laughing too much.
Okay.
Damn it. Damn.
You need to get that cough in check.
Dude, it's from the viral infection. Like, I'm still getting over it. The doctor, when I went to go see him, he told me without medication, he was like, oh, well, like, I just recently had a viral infection, and it took me, like, 3 to 4 weeks to get over, because there's no, like, absolute cure for a viral infection. Every medicine you take is actually a bacterial-fighting infection.
Yeah.
He said, so when you have a viral infection, you can take medication to help the symptoms. Yeah. Oh. And so I told him that I was going on vacation, and he was like, oh, well, he's like, why didn't you tell me that to begin with? And I was like, well, I didn't think you didn't were going to tell me that you couldn't fix me at all. Like, I didn't
think
you would be like,
I came to the doctor.
There's no cure for you. Just suck it up. And, so he gave me, a Z-Pack.
Yeah.
To take for 5 days. And then he was like, and it'll stay in your system 5 days after you're done taking the pills. But you'll still probably have some lingering side effects, including a cough, mucus, and whatnot. So, I'm still, like, fighting a viral infection, or just have, like, leftover shit from it.
Meanwhile, I don't know if I'm sick or allergic to my new cat.
Yeah, that sucks. It's hard to tell the difference, really.
Yeah.
The girl that I went on vacation with, she thought she was coming down with an illness, and I really haven't talked to her since we got back from Seattle.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's actually sick or not, but she thinks she was actually allergic to the girl's dog, and she thought it was the allergies that were making her feel as badly as she was. So it's, like, really hard to tell the difference sometimes between allergies and actually being sick.
Yeah. I just hope I get over it. Whatever.
You will.
Anyway.
Henry. We digress.
To where?
I don't know.
Look, I just really want to talk about Airbnb.
Mm.
Okay.
That's like, alright.
What you got?
You should just use it.
Wow. That's some good advice.
Okay, we were talking about vacations, and here's the thing.
I really, really sucked at planning vacations until I found Airbnb. And I'm not trying to, like, plug them or anything, but I am. So...
Wait, Airbnb, give us your sponsorship.
That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Please?
From two drunk girls on a podcast, please give us your sponsorship.
Yeah.
Continue. Anyway.
They're just... Okay, I could spend, like, $300 or $400 on a hotel for, like, two nights, or I could spend, like, $100 on Airbnb. That was, like, my golden secret to figuring out how the hell I was gonna get Lewis to all these Pokemon events.
Yeah.
And it's so reasonable. So if you're like, I can't go on vacation because it's so expensive, check out Airbnb, for real.
I will have to say, it's really cool because you can look at it online, or you can download their app and look at it on your phone, and you can check out, like, who's hosting it. They have certain ratings, like, the people that have stayed there can give the host ratings, and I think
the host can give the guest ratings, too.
Yeah, so, like, the host can turn you down if you have really bad ratings.
Yeah.
But for the most part, at least all that I've seen is hosts have really good reviews. I'm pretty sure otherwise, if someone had really bad reviews, Airbnb would probably just take them off because there's no point in having someone on there.
Yeah, I think they do have some kind of, like, system, like, where if your score gets too low, then you're not allowed to host or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
There are so many cities that will have, like, these hidden little treasures of houses that people rent out. And some of them are super beautiful, like...
Be super careful, though, because I've definitely found places that are like, here's a tent in my backyard. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wait, it was, like, literally a tent?
Literally, like, here's a tent in my backyard for, like, $20 a night.
I mean,
some people are into that, but, like...
Some people would totally take that up.
Make sure you look at the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, the basic premise, though, is, like, you rent out somebody else's house.
Yeah.
It's not, like, cheap hotels or something like that.
And you can do anything from, like, a private room, which is just a room
in
their
house
that you enter the house on your own, and then you have your own private bedroom, but you share, like, a bathroom, kitchen space, whatever else. They do the whole house.
Yeah.
And then they do a shared bedroom, or a shared guest room.
Oh.
Where it's, like, multiple people are staying in the house, but they're all guests, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Like a dorm kind of thing.
Yeah.
It really depends on the area.
You can find some really cool things. They even have, like, certain categories that you can click on. Like, one that we looked at previously was, like, famous authors' houses.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be, like... Oh, you can stay, granted, they are really expensive. Like, they are not, like, your stereotypical, like, Airbnbs.
Right.
But it's, like, you can pay to stay in a house of, Jess, you're an English major, give me an author.
Ernest Hemingway.
You can stay in a place that Ernest Hemingway lived in for 2 years.
Probably not him.
Okay.
Bad example.
Beside the point. Jesus Christ. They have castles. I've looked up castles.
Yeah, I like it because it's what I generally use it for is like, okay, I gotta go to this city for something, let me find a house. But I would like to get to a point where like, okay, I just wanna go on vacation.
Yeah.
I wanna stay in this really cool place.
Yeah. And honestly, I typically just window shop on Airbnb. Like,
yeah.
I just like going through and looking at all the places that I could potentially stay, but know that I'm too broke to actually go anywhere right now.
Yeah.
But there's been, like, I've looked at gypsy wagons.
Fuck yeah.
Like, they have, like, wagon houses. I've looked at a bus that was turned into a bedroom.
Yeah.
That was so fucking cool.
I've seen, like, these little cabins, like, in the middle of nowhere. Little abodes.
Tree houses that are, like...
Oh, yeah. Look at their, like, treehouse.
I feel like it's stuff that you see on, like, Pinterest and stuff. Yeah. Like, make your house look like this, but no one's actually gonna do that, so you might as well just, like, rent out one.
Or, like, you always see these, like, articles about these really cool places that the celebrities go to, but, like, this actually makes that approachable.
Yeah.
And, like, doable.
It's definitely something to check out if you haven't done it before and you're looking for an affordable vacation somewhere. Holy hell, we could sell the shit out of Airbnb.
Oh, we are. Oh, also, if you're listening to this, like, I get some extra dollars if, like, I refer you.
To Airbnb?
So, yeah.
Oh.
If you, like, if you refer it, then you use this referral code, and, like, I get some money, and then they get some money off.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yes. That's really cool.
It's like your first trip, though.
So, if you know Jess in person, then you could do that, right?
Because you can't just, like... Or you could just email me, and I'll give you my referral code.
Oh. Okay, or do that. Jesus, she got super bitchy with that. Jeez.
I don't want to know people.
Yeah, I don't want to know people, but then at the same time, earlier you just said...
I made this podcast to make friends. I'm sorry. Look.
Jessica's a liar. Be friends with her if you'd like to be friends with liars.
I'm just kind of a skeptic and really inconsistent.
That's fair and accurate. But that's why we're friends, because we're so inconsistent, but we're, like, both equally inconsistent on the same things.
We're, like, inconsistent at different times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Also, renting cars.
I've only rented a car once.
Okay.
I had a really good experience with it.
Did you spend a bunch of money, though?
No.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Okay. I rented through Enterprise.
Yeah.
And I think he told me that he was, like, the only car... right now that we have available is a, I think it might have been, like, a smart car or something. And this was, me and my friend were trying to rent a car actually to go on vacation. Because this is when I had my 98 Ford Escort.
Yeah.
The good old shaggin' wagon. No shaggin' ever happened in that wagon. And we were planning on actually sleeping in my car at the beach. Like, we wanted to save money, so we were just like, fuck this, we're gonna sleep in my car.
But then you got a little tiny hybrid.
Well, no, because something happened, and he was like, actually, we have this Volkswagen.
Oh.
And I was like, cool, that has, like, a little bit more space, we would be able to sleep in it. So we ended up getting that instead.
Yeah.
And for, like, a couple of days, it was only, like, 200 sounds like too much.
It does.
But it wasn't expensive.
Was it under your name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was under my name, and I have full insurance.
That's the
difference. So, yeah. People say that you can't rent cars at a certain age. What is it, like?
Well, it's, you get charged an extra fee if you're, like, under 24.
Yeah, but
it's 26.
But the thing was, we rented that car when I was 22, I think. It's 22 or 23, and they didn't make me pay an extra fee for being under a certain age, though. Because, like, looked at the... No, they didn't.
Was it already included, and it just didn't...
I mean, it could have been, but, like...
Weird.
I didn't pay that much.
Okay.
And everyone's like, oh, 26, finally able to rent a car. But, like, no, you can rent a car before that.
Yeah, you can.
But no one makes it out to seem that way.
Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing exciting about this age. And they're like, oh, just kidding, you can rent a car at this age.
That's honestly the only thing I'm looking forward to.
But apparently
you rent cars without that fee. I don't know. I always put them under Lewis's name because they're so much cheaper. Like, we'll get cars for, like, 25, 30 bucks a day.
Really?
Yeah. Because Lewis is over 26, and then, in addition to that, we don't have to pay the insurance fee, because if you talk to your insurance company, like your car insurance company, and you don't have full coverage, if you're liability only on your car, like my freaking Nissan that just putts down the street at 25 miles an hour, if you have a car like that, and you only have liability, you can get this, like,
extra policy that covers you for any rental vehicles. So, even though you don't have full coverage, maybe that's the difference. That's why you have full coverage. But anyway, it'll give you full coverage on rental vehicles, and you won't have to pay that extra
$20-$30
a day.
Yeah. How many times have you rented a car?
Several. A lot.
Okay, well, this just keeps getting more vague.
Okay. I've rented a car, like, I don't know, like,
between five? Like, okay, I was about to be, like, maybe 7 to 10.
No, not 7 to 10.
Okay.
Probably, maybe around 5, I guess. We were renting a car a lot whenever we were going on these Pokemon trips, just because my car was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had any, like, really bad car experiences with it? Because I've only done it once, so, like, I had a good experience.
Yeah, not with the people, but you should probably drive the car around a little bit, like, before you go on a long ride, just to make sure you actually know how to function it, because there'll be, like, some, like, I got a Prius one time.
Really?
It was a fucking space car. I didn't know when it was on or when it was off. Like, it wouldn't move sometimes, and, like, everything was, I don't know.
What?
It welcomes you.
It welcomes you?
Yeah, it's like, welcome to Prius.
What?
It's space car as fuck.
Damn. Yeah, no, that seems like it.
Just, word of advice, take a car appropriate for the terrain and environment that you are going into.
Jess, are you suggesting a certain event that you may or may not have occurred on a trip?
Look, all I'm saying is, if you plan on going to Virginia, and you accidentally end up 6 hours away in West Virginia, in your little hybrid, and you see approaching mountains with gravel and snow roads, do not enter. You may get stuck in a valley. Maybe.
Yeah.
Where the tow trucks can't reach.
Mm-hmm.
And your tiny little ass hybrid car can't make it back up the hill.
So what happens next? What happens after this potential situation of your tiny ass hybrid?
Then the godsend hillbilly Lauren Hill comes trampling down the hill to save your ass. And somehow 6 hours later at 3 o'clock in the morning, you make it to the Pokemon tournament.
Jesus. Man, good thing for potential situations. Way to avoid that one.
Look. Okay, I'm laughing now, but this is probably the first time I've legitimately been able to laugh at that, because I thought I was going to die that night.
Yeah, you weren't actually going to die that night.
Tara, they couldn't, like, I called AAA, and even AAA was like, we can't get you. You in the Hicks, like.
Hold on, wait. AAA doesn't provide to the Hicks? I feel like that's a little, like.
They will only save you from paved road.
They should put that in their commercials. They should be like, by the way, if you live near gravel, we will not get you.
They literally told me to call 911, and I called.
What?
I called 911, and even 911 was like, "Oh,
well, so you were.
We got this one guy. If this one guy can't do it, then you fucked."
So you were like legit in the sticks, like.
I say Hicks?
No, I mean you said Hicks.
Is that an appropriate term?
Yeah, I mean.
Then you know what I'm talking about, okay?
But you were in the States.
God's country.
Yeah. You were.
Oh, yeah.
No cell phone reception.
No, I did have cell phone reception. Like, a miracle. Like, I don't know how. If I didn't, it'd be over.
I was about to say, that's impressive that you. I'm more impressed with your cell phone service at that point. Because.
Yeah. I should not have had cell phone service.
I live in a
Thank you, Virgin Mobile.
I live in a small town, and, like, sometimes there is just, like, points where it's just, like, no cell phone reception.
Yeah.
And even then, I could probably, like, somehow get in touch with AAA and they'd get me.
But, like, your situation seems vice versa, where it's like, you had cell phone reception, and AAA was like, fuck you. Fuck this, we're not doing this to ourselves.
This is why I probably believe in a thing like God. Because there's no way I would have made it out. That's all I'm saying. What are you doing?
I was usually... Okay. Guys, so I got a new phone. And it's typically censored to motion, or to, like, being picked up. And it does the, like, power save mode where it will, like, show you if you have any notifications on it. And it'll show you the time and stuff. But with the new phone that I got... It doesn't have the sensor of, like, moving to show you the time. It has, like, a sensor as if something is moving over it, it'll show you the time.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, and I feel like a fucking Jedi Master.
So you just... I swipe your hand over your phone?
I swipe my hand over my phone.
It didn't do it.
Because it's dead.
Oh.
I fucking left my phone charger
at my
house.
If you were a true Jedi Master...
You really want to go there with me right now?
No, I don't.
No, but I really do. I feel like I have some sort of Jedi mastery with that. Damn. And so I just, like, swipe my hand, not even touching it, over my phone, and it shows me the time and all my notifications.
I thought your other phone was cool.
This one's really cool, and it takes really great photos, and that's all I really care about. So, that's
I wish
awesome.
I could live the high life.
You know, you say that until I tell you 3 months from now that I'm
that you can't
really
afford
in
your phone.
Debt and that I can't afford anything that I own, and that's why I quit buying thrift store furniture and just started picking it up off the side of the road.
Because you still need that furniture.
Because I still need
when
the furniture.
When you're not living in a house anymore.
Yeah, I'll be on the side of the road with a box.
Might not have a roof, but I'll have a couch.
I'll be like, guys, have you checked out my sweet place? And they're going to be like, you know your house is made of furniture. Like, literally, your walls are built of couches. And I'll be like, but it keeps me safe from the elements.
I thought you were going to say elephants.
Just we're not in Africa.
If you were, you'd be safe from the elephants.
I probably wouldn't because, like, I'm sure in a given stampede, I would die. Like, my house made of furniture is not going to save me.
Hey, I've seen those shacks in Africa. Some couches, they could use some couches.
Okay, but I feel like we're comparing two different... I'm talking about a house made of furniture.
I know.
And you're talking about them needing furniture.
I think... No. I think the couches could fortify their walls. There's a moth.
Okay. I still feel like maybe they just haven't been trampled by elephants yet.
Maybe that's just not a thing that happens.
I feel like elephant stampedes are a thing that happens.
Not where there's people, really, probably. I don't know. Here we go hypothesizing.
Oh.
We need to stay away from that.
Do we? Yeah. We really do. Because it just... Hypothesizing for us just becomes dangerous terrain because...
Then we start believing it.
Well, no, it's, for me, I feel like it's not even that we start believing it, but I feel like we make up the most ridiculous circumstances that are unbelievable that we're just like, well, it could happen. Like, I could make a house made of furniture, and it could be trampled by elephants.
Are you saying we should spend our time, like, hypothesizing about real things? Like,
what's real?
Like, preventative... Preventing diabetes?
I mean...
we saw how that went.
I mean, maybe we should soberly hypothesize about preventing diabetes.
Do we need to pull up some of our previous episodes?
But I feel like some
we
of
were
our...
sober in, like, 90% of those.
But I feel like we didn't really quite give the audience a... full viewpoint of our donut stance in those episodes.
What the fuck?
Or, like, how much we intake.
What did that have to do with what?
But, oh, I thought you were talking about, like, hypothesizing, like, so really, like...
come back in.
But diabetes.
Were you just like, we have to talk about donuts 3 times in this episode. I just gotta hit it. They won't even notice me.
No! I was thinking because the only reason we talk about diabetes is because of how much donuts we intake. Think about it. Like,
there are plenty of other reasons I would have diabetes. Plenty.
Really?
We did it. Okay. Okay. Preview. There's some candy coming up.
Oh!
I don't want to spoil anything. That's true. But we may have gotten pretty into some candy.
I mean, I'm not gonna... I wouldn't say preview, because that's probably going to be, like, one of our... Wait. Let's not... We're drunk now. We can't do this.
Okay.
We can't look into the future or the past.
I shouldn't have even, like, handed you that.
No, we need to be right here, right now.
We're right here.
Guys, please, if you see us drunk in public, do not ask us about past or future events. Just don't. We get way too into, like, hypothesizing or trying to remember, and Jess has mommy brain, and I just have Alzheimer's, pretty sure. I can't remember shit.
It's not Alzheimer's. There's no T.
Potato, potato.
There's no T. Everybody says old-timers.
I didn't say old-timers.
I know, but everybody says that.
But I didn't say that, so why'd you get so upset?
You said Alzheimer's. Tara.
Alzheimer's is how do you different than Alzheimer's.
How do you spell Alzheimer's?
A-L-Z... E-H-I-E... I'm trying really hard. I wasn't ever good at spelling bees. And those were basic words. I do remember competing in a spelling bee once.
Why?
I was in elementary school. I think I was in, like, 4th grade.
Were you good?
I was decent, but, like, you see me now, so, like, it hasn't progressed at all since then. So
that was
your
peak?
Yeah. 4th grade.
And
it's been downhill since 4th grade.
I've never participated in or, like, even, like, been to. Like, my school never hosted a spelling bee, and I feel, like, really weird about that.
That's okay.
I mean, like, I was, like, homeschooled and shit, but, like, you know, maybe that's why.
I mean, that could definitely be a factor, but you went to, like, an actual school at one point.
So, are spelling bees something that only happened, like, in elementary school?
Right.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, I thought you said...
That was
I
a question.
It didn't sound like a question to me.
Did you see the question mark? It was right there.
No, I didn't see it. The imaginary mark that you just fucking drew in the air.
I
didn't see it.
Visualize sentences as they're spoken to me.
Okay,
you don't do that?
No one else does that.
Am I weird?
Yes. You are weird.
We knew this.
Okay. No, I mean, spelling bees definitely happen when people aren't just in elementary school. Like, there's the, like, National Spelling Bee and stuff. That's a real thing. I'm pretty sure there was a movie. I'm pretty sure there was a movie about a spelling bee competition that was based on real life. But, like, don't hold me to that.
Does that answer my question?
I mean, kind of. It makes me think that, like, spelling bees aren't just elementary school. I feel like this chick wasn't in elementary school.
I mean,
school.
I know there's, like, the professional ones. Like, Olympic spelling bees.
Just, there is no such thing as Olympic spelling
like
bees.
Like, Olympic grade spelling bees. Like, chess competition. Is chess an Olympic sport?
No.
I think they're making it an Olympic sport.
In 20, what, 20?
What?
I don't know how ever often the Olympics occur. But it's not every year that the Olympics occur.
It is not. I heard that they're making chess a thing.
Great. So when we're 60, there's going to be Olympic Pokemon Go.
Fuck yeah.
No, that would be terrible.
No, not Pokemon Go. Ever since Pokemon Go, like, nobody cares about Pokemon.
Well.
Like, the real Pokemon.
God, you sound like a hipster Pokemon. Like,
I am, though.
I was into Pokemon before Pokemon Go was a thing.
Okay.
That's what that sounds like.
I know it does, and I feel no shame.
But I just...
Zero.
For anyone that has ever made fun of anybody that has been like, oh, well, I was into that band before they were a thing. Just realize that if you're, like, into whatever you're in, if you're ever that person, just, like, don't be that person.
Just shut up.
Just shut up. Everything's the same.
You can't hold me to that standard. Pokemon is still subculture.
I'll hold you to every standard. That's why we're friends.
Mm-mm.
That's not why we're friends?
You didn't slap me in the face whenever I said, hey, Tara, it's a great idea to go take this couch home in the pouring rain.
But you told me to slap you after the fact because you were like, this was a stupid idea. Slap me the next time. And then you hit me in the sunburn with a water bottle after I was laughing at you. And then I slapped you back in the sunburn. Because, like, that felt inappropriate. Because I was like, Jess, that was a stupid idea for slapping me for not slapping you because you made a stupid idea.
You're just telling me that you hold me to these standards.
I've never told anyone to hold me to any standards because I refuse to hold up to any standard ever.
This is getting very confusing for me.
As it should. Did you set a standard for this podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Alright, guys. I think we have held you up enough with our drunken bullshit. Maybe that's what we should call this episode. Drunken bullshit. Not guided bullshit.
Yeah.
Drunken bullshit. We hope all you lovely people out there
see us at the bar.
I mean,
you probably won't see me at the bar.
You'll never see Jess at the bar unless it's like a special occasion, which happens like twice a year, maybe.
Yeah. We'll let you know.
But if you have any questions or if you feel the need to tell us to shut the fuck up while we're drunk,
We already know that.
Feel free to do so at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on our website at guidedbs.com.
And make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. We are also on Facebook at guidedbs. We're literally...
We're everywhere.
That was really dark.
That was real deep.
That's because I smoke. But, yeah, make sure to like, subscribe, tell us your thoughts, feelings, tell us if you have questions, concerns.
I feel like I
could go on forever.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.